Hello. Okay. This is Peter Braistrup, April 3rd, 1968. Had dinner at Robert Comer's, K-O-M-E-R-S, house. Period. A last-minute invitation. Period. Picked up Dr. Herman Kahn, K-A-H-N, who will be here another 2 or 3 weeks as an advisor to Comer, making a study, period. Also at the dinner were General Forsyth and Colonel Bob Montague, who are the two deputies of Comer in Cords, period. General Forsyth is fretting that he does not have a combat command, period. Dr. Kahn held the floor pretty much. He is famous for his learned digressions, but he talks, his words tumble out slower than his words or can't keep up with his thoughts, period. He recalled, as we sat around drinks before dinner, right across from Comer's stuffed tiger, we recalled the his encounter with Harrison Salisbury at the Council of Foreign Relations. And somebody asked Salisbury why he and not Topping had been picked by Hanoi to come to Hanoi. And Salisbury said he couldn't think of any reason. And Kahn thought about Salisbury's do with the Sihanouk Trail, and that was one of the reasons that he brought this up. Harrison Salisbury was not amused. Paragraph. There is a very good study on corruption and graft, and I want to get hold of that. The Kahn claims there's a difference between corruption and graft. Graft is when you do something that you ought to do anyway for a fee, and corruption is when you do something against the government policy for a fee. He says there's a difference. He says it's funny how words are, period. One man who doesn't take care of an incompetent brother-in-law, which might hurt his career, is considered unselfish, whereas a guy who takes on an incompetent brother-in-law is considered selfish, even though it hurts his career, period. Paragraph. Kahn had little cards printed up on how to win the war. He said, here are six ways in which the war might have been won, he says. One, sensible U.S. military advisory role in the late 1950s and early 60s. Two, a sensible USAID intervention and reform. And reform government in South Vietnam generally. Three, appropriate U.S. military tactics and strategy in 65-67. A massive upgrading of GVN force and police in 65-67. Five, persuasive exposition and defense of U.S. policy objectives in 61 through 67. Six, convert U.S. intervention into a just war. At the dinner table, there was a very interesting pause after Khan asked, "Well, I assume we all want to win the war." And there was dead silence, and then Chuck Cooper, the economic type, very good guy from Laos, said, "It's almost become heresy to say you want to win the war, even within the government." Paragraph, the credibility gap, internal as well as external, has become traumatic, Khan observed, after recalling an intelligence briefing that he went through. Trouble with intelligence is that the guy doesn't have more than 6 months at it, and then they send him out to a combat command so that he can fulfill the proper career management functions. Paragraph, under the new Senior Province Advisor Program, all chaps who are coming over have had at least a battalion command and will be here for 18 months and longer if they're desired, with their families in the Philippines. And they are asking for them by name, rank, and serial number, and General Johnson writes each one of them a personal letter, which is a good thing, a nice change. It began last November. It took until then to get the Army to go along with it. Paragraph. Khan contends that Johnson had a fear of the right-wing pressure, which is why he kept saying, "I'll meet you anywhere, anytime, any place," to Hanoi. And Hanoi simply thought it wasn't worthwhile talking into those terms. He was also trying to appease opinion in the United States, even if it did not impress Hanoi. Paragraph. Comer noted that in Johnson's speech, he left the door open for calling up more reserves, and no one paid any attention to it in the States. Johnson does everything by the back door and tried to assure everyone that this was a war you could fight on the cheap. And according to short-time budget requirements and McNamara wanted to run the war this way because for entirely different reasons. Johnson wanted to do it, pretend it wouldn't hurt, have guns and butter. Paragraph. The trouble is now, well, the discussion turned to the IR-8 rice program, which has been a big success. And it turned out that Cooper said, "Let's not start boasting. Let's set our sights low and accelerate the program. But let's say 20,000 hectares. And we make that, that'll be a victory." Paragraph. Comer said, "For God's sake, let's send out any long-range programs, because we may all be out of here before the rice even grows. We may be called home." Paragraph. Seemed to me everybody was a little depressed by the Johnson approach. Paragraph. They talked about it as if it were all over. Paragraph. Forsyth wondered why they couldn't have declared war. He said, "Generals don't like to feel like mercenaries," Khan said. "They want the people behind them." Paragraph. Khan said no one ever really developed a persuasive strategy or outlook for the war. Paragraph. The United States backed into the war, never really made up its mind what it was doing. Paragraph. They talked about the Arvin and the government of Vietnam. And how much it improved. It just may be too late. They've done more in the past 2 months, in the past 3 weeks, really, than they'd done in the whole 6 months prior to that. Q was really taking hold. Paragraph. Trouble is, Khan said that all these people, like Westmoreland and all the rest of them, give these briefings and they keep talking about this is the Battle of the Bulge and the enemy shot his wad and desperation attack. And then they don't do anything about it. They stayed on the defensive. They didn't take advantage of it. The two don't match. It was quite an evening. Khan's book is coming out called Can We Win in Vietnam? And he has to revise the whole thing. Put in, insert, pre-Tet. Tet offensive may turn out to be the best thing that could have happened. Jarred the Arvin loose. Jarred the government. They're scared. Comer says they don't believe it when we say that this doesn't matter at all, we're charging right ahead. And they're right. It does matter, and time is very short. We're living very dangerously.
Okay, call me back in half an hour.